Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Some young people find their purpose with technology because they've seen the world broken, and it actually can instill in them a belief that they were created for making a difference. You know, those of us who are older, we heard about children starving in Africa, and then we saw pictures, and then we maybe saw a little gray, you know, video. These kids, when something tragic happens, we see it instantly. And you can watch the tragedy occur in real time, raw, unedited footage. And so kids who are raised with despair without Christ are going to, I think, die under the weight of that and begin to believe, well, there's nothing I can do about this. The world's a mess. Hello, why should I keep living? And that's a call for suicide. Versus kids who are raised with optimism, raised to know what they're good at, raised to know that their belonging is solid and your identity is you're a creative writer with good ethics. You know, if they know who they are, because parents don't give up speaking truth into their lives, then they get to this broken world that they see all over the World Wide Web, and they think, wow, I bet I could do something about that. So that's a very positive use of technology, especially if they're surrounded by hope and truth talkers and people who are going to support them to then find out how they can make a difference in the way that they feel they want to.
So good. And that segues nicely into the next one is competence. So if they've got a sense of purpose and a healthy sense of identity and belonging and even support, then it seems they would feel more secure to maybe, you know, search out, what am I actually good at and do I have something to contribute? I would think if your face is in your screen and you're at the mercy of everybody else's likes, you don't even have the depth of character to dare to go, I might try a few things, I might fail, but I'm going to find what I'm good at. So I want you to talk about why it's so important to find out, what do I do well?
Yeah, you really said that very well, because character is a huge part of our competence. And we've got a group of kids today learning that everything should be easy and convenient and about them. And nothing's ever hard, right? Because you can ask Google any question or Siri on your phone, and there's spell check and the undo button and the restart, and oh my goodness. So we've got kids who are believing the lie that they never should have to work hard and that effort, diligence, perseverance, teachability are, you know, non-issues. That's so not true. And when you raise them so that they have a security in Christ and their identity is more positive than negative, and they're belonging to good people that speak life into them, and they believe they were created on purpose, then they will be motivated to find the competency that they need in order to achieve the purpose they believe they've been wired for. And if we know teenagers who see something broken on the web and they think that that's what they're going to be able to fix, that that's their cause, that my purpose is to bring hope and healing to this dilemma, and we know as parents or teachers or pastors that they don't have a skill set for that, maybe they really would have to be able to earn A's, for instance, in physics and chemistry or whatever, and they don't have a scientific mind, then we need to love them enough to say, whoa, let's talk about this. You know, why is that a passion of yours? And let's look at some options and some competencies we can help you develop that'll get you down the right path, even though it might not get you all the way there.
Very good. And you
Make
also
sense?
Yes, very much. And you also said that if we're striving for perfection, that desire is not from God. And that applies not only for the teen, but for the parent who's looking for perfection from their teen. And this is a bit of a switch, but I want to go here if we could, because again, we speak to, you know, their identity cannot be at the mercy of all their likes. But we do this. I mean, you look at Facebook, so many full-grown adults are creating the perpetual Christmas card in the need of presenting well. I mean, we do it in just another form. So speak to that.
Oh, how much time do we have?
Yeah. You might have to come back.
Yeah, exactly. You know, no, it's, again, I'm all over Facebook and, you know, Vimeo and Twitter, and we're on Pinterest and all that. None of that's bad. It's the way that it's used. And if it's a substitute for a real relationship, it's bad. I think there are people who believe that it's their job to perform well for others so that they can be popular on social media. What a damaging identity. And what a damaging competence that it's my job to make my mom popular by doing something really well. That's why in my book I talk about putting the camera away. You don't need 1,000 pictures of your child when she's 3. And just because it's easy doesn't mean it's right. And, you know, I could tell you just horror stories of what kids have told me that the camera makes them feel like. Now, they'll go ahead and use it. but they don't necessarily like it when it's used on them. So it's all about balance, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's all about eclectic. It's all about variety. It's all about balance. And it's all about asking for permission, too. And even those of, again, what are we modeling? You know, I'm like, I blog, and so I'll blog, and I'll put it out there, and I'll think, that was a great blog. And then I'll watch how many people liked it. Oh, my goodness, no one's liked it yet. You know, I better put it on Facebook again because everybody must have been sleeping when I posted it there before, right?
Yes.
You know, and so then we begin to doubt ourselves, and we're letting other people we don't even know tell us, which is why I write in my book about they don't evaluate themselves well. They're depending upon everybody else to tell them how they're doing. Mm. And self-evaluation is a very important biblical principle.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.